This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like ETFs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not an investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosure.
Your pet is your bestie, your therapist, your perfect match. It's easy to love them. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't, and you get a vet bill to match. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills from less than a dollar a day. Pets Best has plans to cover accidents, injuries, and more, from puppies and kittens to seniors. Find your perfect match plan and get a quote at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For terms and conditions, visit www.petsbest.com/policy. Products are underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company, Independence American Insurance Company, or MS Transverse Insurance Company, and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC. $1 day premium based on 2024 average new policyholder data for accident and illness plans, pets age 0 to 10.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Daily Show Podcast.
Social Media Connect.
You make our day when you join us, and we do read and see every single thing that comes through. Social media, email, it doesn't matter. We got you.
Got this from Justin for Jody.
Hi, Justin.
He says, Jody, I feel like we're kindred spirits. Some of my earliest favorite memories of my grandmother were the exact same thing. Her and I sitting outside with her drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
I lost her back in 2013, but those memories and those smells actually trigger those memories. This is nice. Sam, shout out for you. He says, I absolutely love the show, The Food Dude, and likes the advice that I give. Well, Mark. Thanks, Justin. Wow. Appreciate
thank you,
that.
Justin. Wow.
Thank Keep you, the fantastic Justin. Work. Yeah, Jody was talking about her mama, Thelma, who had quite the affinity for a beer, right?
She did. And cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because my maternal grandfather was the same way. He was very young when he passed. Yeah. It was like a sun up to sundown, beer in the hand, thing. It's weird how those associations are, the smells, they trigger things in your mind.
This was the middle of the day, sitting on a front porch, she was having a beer.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It was more like noon, but anyway. Thank you. I loved her so much. It's a long time ago, a different way. It was her. That was her way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin. I've got a comment for you, Sam, based on you sent off some Star Wars collector cards.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker Star Wars collector cards.
They recently had
one that sold in an auction for $680,000.
Right.
I happen to have three of them, so I want to see what mine are worth.
Okay, and you sent a sticker, too.
I didn't send the sticker.
Oh,
it's got
okay.
a crease. When I looked at it, it has a crease in it, so it's not worth it.
So Samir sent this to our YouTube, account, to our YouTube channel where that's on there. He says, unfortunately, well, first of all, it's cool, Sam, but unfortunately, you downgrade the value of having more. If you sent three, you downgrade it because there's no longer new unique.
Huh?
I don't know.
The more there are, the less
valuable.
More supply, less demand, there's only three. Yeah. I mean, that 680,000, what was it? There was nine of those ever in existence that are mint condition.
That's crazy.
Yeah, of all time.
And even if these all work and there's 12 in existence.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when we looked up the other day, there are already like 400 or 500 of them online on eBay for sale right now in varying amounts.
Aww.
So we'll have to see. It's about the grading and how it gets appraised.
Yeah.
Then you got to find a buyer.
Thank you, Samir and Justin.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today, and next, Sam has music news.
Dua Lipa announcing a big surprise for fans.
Sam's got music news.
Got a special treat this week from Miss Dua Lipa.
Mm. You want me, I want you, baby.
She announced at the end of last week that, hey, I've got a concert film and a live album coming your way. And
nice.
They're landing this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did these when she did her Mexico City concerts at the end of the Radical Optimism tour in December.
Mm-hmm.
3 days there. That's where she put this whole concert film together. It's called Live from Mexico. It'll appear this Thursday only on her YouTube channel.
Okay.
But, I mean, that should be free. Here's a little trailer.
This tour has been the most beautiful and fulfilling experience.
She's one of those singers who can really sing any kind of music.
And if you've seen Devil Wears Prada 2, she's got a song in there off of this soundtrack. The live album, by the way, is going to land on Friday. So movie Thursday,
Excellent. Album
Friday. We are 1 week away today from not only Memorial Day, but also the American Music Awards. The Lifetime Achievement Award has been announced for this year. Mr. Billy Idol!
Big year for him.
Yeah.
Rock Hall and all that.
He's got that movie, Billy Idol Should Be Dead or something like that right now. I think it's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be coming to us live from Las Vegas on Memorial Day. Billy is going to be there to get the award. He's also going to perform a medley of his songs as well.
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
Hosted by Queen Latifah, and we're going to see performances from Hootie and the Blowfish. Mr. Keith Urban, so you know what he's going to be doing.
Oh, Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Riley Green, Teddy Swims, and a whole bunch of others.
Yay. All right. I'll be
a couple
that.
Weeks back, Netflix premiered the roast of Kevin Hart.
Kevin, you're going to hear some things tonight that you're not familiar with. Those things are called punchlines.
Tom Brady roasted him, too.
Yeah, Kevin Hart was not the original person they wanted for this.
Oh.
They wanted Paul McCartney.
Nobody wants to roast
Who wants to roast Paul McCartney?
Jeffrey Ross, the roast master, the one that puts these all together
right.
for Netflix, he's the one that wanted Paul. He said that's the goat on his list. It's Paul McCartney.
Nobody's going to do that.
I don't think anybody. I mean, what are you going to say to Paul?
Yeah, right.
So, and Paul didn't want to do it anyway. He didn't want to sit up there and do it.
Oh,
they also were looking at Will Smith before Kevin Hart.
Ooh.
But they went with Kevin.
Yeah.
Whoa. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Get a little fun behind-the-scenes nugget for you as we celebrate Top Gun being in theaters for a few more days.
I feel the need for speed.
Woo! To celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film, you can just watch the original one on the big screen, which I really want to do,
mm-hmm.
or you can go and watch Maverick right after it, which I would do again, too, if you find four hours.
It's a dramatic difference in production value, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, unless they remastered the original one, but technology was different.
Still a great movie, but
that's a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie. Look, people have been showing up. There's because of the 40th anniversary, there's all this old footage that's coming up of Maria Shriver asking the film's producers of the first movie, why would you cast an unknown? Because at that time, Tom Cruise was kind of an unknown.
Really?
But Bruckheimer said, wait, we had seen him in Risky Business.
Yeah.
We had seen him in Risky Business.
That has the famous scene of him singing old-time rock and roll.
Yeah, it does. Well, they went to a naval base before when writing the script and working on the story, and they said, every guy here is a Tom Cruise. And so they were like, we need to offer this to Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And that is a little behind-the-scenes story of one of the greatest movies ever, which you can still see for a couple more days at the box office.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
It's so important to have something just for yourself to look forward to at the end of the day or at least once a day. I really am a big believer in that. And it can be in the smallest little ways. And for summer even, if you have a really busy life or you're a teacher and it's been May-cember, that we've talked about that a lot. We've heard that. When your life is filled and your schedule is so filled, it's nice to choose something every day just for yourself, even if it's just 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's healthy. I mean, your brain needs it. Your body needs it.
Especially parents need it. So what's so funny is that I realized that the other day. We were talking last week about best biopics. We went to see the Michael Jackson biopic, and we did a whole After the Show podcast about it, and mine being What's Love Got to Do with It, an older one about Tina Turner's life. But, you know, just talking about that made me think, I want some more Tina. Mm-hmm. So I went back and looked, and there is a documentary, Murphy.
Is that the one that you and I watched
once
before?
We did a few years back. It's called I, Tina. Not a movie, but a documentary where she sat down with somebody, you know, not too long before we lost Tina Turner, and she told the story. And so what I've been looking forward to in the last several days, it's probably a few hours long. So I would just watch a piece of it every afternoon, like, you know, and I'm about to finish it this afternoon.
Where is it at?
Oh, Hulu or HBO? See, I don't know. I think it's
that
on
was
HBO.
Helpful.
It's called I, Tina. And you know who's also in it is Kurt Loder, because that's the person
he wrote the book
that then became the movie. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he's the one that pitched it. Whenever she was at the height of her solo fame, he told her manager, I think that you should get somebody to write her story. Like, she should write her story down. People are interested in who she is. So anyway, it's always important to have something to look forward to. Like, even if it's a book that you're reading or a documentary you're watching.
It is. And you can still have the our things if it's you and your significant other or the your things, you know, but because both are important.
I think it's important.
But it's really important to have the one that is really your thing.
Yeah. Look forward to it. You can even, it can be a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You take Murphy, Sam, and Jody along with you every day. The Daily Show podcast is only 30 minutes.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, if you hear that buzzword, touch grass, that slang, it's actually really solid advice. A new study, over 50,000 people from 58 different countries, it shows if you spend a little time in nature every day, you not only feel better about your life, you feel better about your body. It's linked with higher compassion. Touch grass.
Okay.
It also gives you a state of awareness where you're actually aware instead of being pulled in a million different directions by tech. Touch grass. Number two, yesterday, two Navy jets collided in midair at an air show at an Air Force base, Mountain Home Air Force Base.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They made contact. They fell to the ground in a fireball. And all four crew members, though, were safely ejected. And they're in stable condition.
Yeah.
No injuries on the ground either. So it's a crazy thing that happened. And
seems
of course,
like they hit each other and then got stuck together.
Right.
Before the pilots all
And there is
got
an
out.
Investigation, of course, underway now. And number three, in Nashville, there's a graduating high schooler. Her name is Zoe Adkins, who has had perfect attendance since kindergarten all the way through graduation. This span is 12 years because she skipped first grade.
Wow.
She really didn't intend to do this. She got sick once with the flu, but it was over Christmas break.
Once.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
How to elevate a hot dog. I'm not kidding. A hot dog is a staple of summer food. We don't eat them very often, Murphy, because I try to watch what I eat. You know, every once in a while at a ballpark, you know, at a game, I'll eat a hot dog.
It's a guilty pleasure when you have
one. Oh, my gosh. But when I was little and we would have hot dogs, it was like ketchup, mustard, and, you know, little onions, which that's all.
A hot dog is a blank canvas.
That's the quote
Do
of the day,
what you
food
want with
dude.
It. Relish, mustard, mayo, ketchup, onions, cheese.
There are other ways,
chili.
Though. Have you seen some of this stuff online? We're going to share some of it. We want to hear from you about the ways you elevate your hot dog. The number one way is the spiral cut. You've seen that? Have you heard of that? Instead of cutting it long ways so that it chars and cooks better like on a grill, but you also create a pocket where you can put stuff in it. Well, the same is true if you spiral cut it. If you just cut little slits in it.
They got little things on Amazon you can buy.
Put it on a skewer.
Yeah. So wait, what is the difference there? What is that?
It's got little pockets.
It opens it up, and so like if you're grilling it, some of the insides can get grilled as opposed to just the outside charring.
Okay.
It's like,
you char all of it, and then you have pockets that you can stuff some cheese in or jalapenos or coleslaw or anything. Just like Sam said, it's a blank canvas. The ways to elevate a hot dog. Premium toppings, texture, and using a grill, like grilling it. Grilling and toasting the buns is very important.
Using
Don't
a fancy
give me cold
bun
buns.
Too.
Yeah, you can use pretzel buns. You can use hoagie rolls. You know, and another thing is not just hot dogs. Use like high quality sausages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That kicks it up a notch.
It does.
I remember as a kid, there actually was one night a week. It wasn't the same night every week, but hot dogs were always going to be at least one meal. for one night.
We had them a lot, too.
My mom was not one of those to experiment, which is probably why I overcorrected later in life to experiment with anything. Because, I mean, to me, there is no one way to do anything. And for her, it was mustard, ketchup, chili, and pretty much any combination of that. And that was it. Or I mean, you could do relish. But it was nothing outside of that box.
Yeah,
and there are so many different things you can do.
Did you have hot dog options? It was Oscar Mayer, period.
Oh, we had options. We could buy the little pink ones. Those were delicious.
No, it was Oscar Mayer, period. Same thing. Aww, it's just like that adamant.
So sad, guys.
I know, right? That's why I branch out. I eat everything now.
Gourmet cheeses, jalapenos, caramelized onions, pickled veggies. Elevate your hot dog and let us know how you're doing it.
Coming up at 7:50, Jody has three things to know today. Next, your morning pick-me-up.
Morning pick-me-up time. I want to introduce you guys to Dave Whitlow, who is retired after working as a local government manager, raising two children of his own. He is soft-spoken. He didn't really know what to do with his time when he retired, but he did want to make a difference. He wanted to do something good every day in the world. And he found his calling at a nearby NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. This is where very sick babies are. In any hospital, if you hear that there's a NICU, that means that's the smallest babies, the sickest babies. Mm-hmm. And he is a cuddler.
Aww.
I know. And so here's a little bit of Dave.
I have been a cuddler since early summer of 2018, so almost 8 years.
Oh.
An average day, I get here about 8:30 in the morning, and I start walking around the unit, listening for a child who might be crying, or looking at the nurses, and they'll frequently, if they see me in here, they'll say, "I've got a child for you." Mm. If I come in and there's a baby in a chair or in a boppy down on the floor on a pad and they need some attention, I'll get down on the floor with them and play with them, read to them, sing to them. I'll hold their hands. I'll rub their forehead.
Oh, that's really
It's a
sweet.
Thing.
Yeah,
like,
sweet. And you know, that helps with the healing.
It helps them, of course. Yeah. Children do need to be held. It's part of them understanding that they're going to be okay. It levels out their nervous system. It helps with healing for sure. He has cuddled and held more than 500 children in this time.
Wow.
He said, "It's the best gig I've ever had." I mean, of course it is.
I want to do that.
I want to say this. You can't just roll into the NICU and say, "I want." You have to be trained for that. Know that. I mean, they
have to retrain. I'm sure they're doing security background checks,
big
all that.
Time. Yeah. Big time security background checks, but there is a need for that. It's a volunteer position, and it's different per hospital. There are parts of the world that need it desperately, too. So anyway, just wanted you to get to know Dave for the pick-me-up today.
Coming up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Did you know that Shrek is back in theaters, the original one, for a limited run?
Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you.
Did not know that.
It's the 25th anniversary of Shrek. This movie, the original one, debuted May of 2001. So check your listings. It's running in standard formats. And you know who predicted it all those years ago that it had staying power was Eddie Murphy.
All right. That's more like it. Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure. Ain't no stopping.
Because he's Eddie Murphy. He knows right where the funny is.
He does. Always has. Yeah.
A recent interview where Chris Rock said he was the one that they were tapping to do Donkey.
You know that hurts. You know that hurts Chris Rock forever.
That was $30 million I lost.
Did he say it like Donkey? Okay. Moving on to a big one this week. We all know the big, big, big Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu, almost here.
Hey, never touch the buttons.
So the word is Pedro Pascal, the star. Well, I guess Grogu's actually the star here. But Pedro, he said this is what he wanted from the beginning. He likes movies. He wants to make movies. When he was first, jumped onto this project, it's a TV show. It was on Disney Plus. And so this is what he's been waiting for. It's the reason he wanted to do it from jump was for it to be on the big screen.
Coming up next, can't wait to tell you about my spontaneous date this weekend.
Ooh, Sam.
Jody, I'm paraphrasing you here, but haven't you said that spontaneity is one of the keys of life?
happiness.
The keys
of being happy in life is doing things spontaneously.
It is a Jody thing, I can tell you that.
You'll enjoy things more if you just, all of a sudden have them happen.
Yeah, I went into the weekend not really having any plans. Friday night, my son Sammy calls and says, hey, his wife Melissa was sick and they had planned Saturday to go see Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
The touring Broadway company.
Oh, wow.
And she can't go, so her idea was, why don't you invite your dad? So, hey, I went to see Book of Mormon Saturday spontaneously.
Did you, at first, was your first inclination to say, I'm home? I'm just asking, because sometimes when you're at home, you're happy to be there. And, you know,
not really, because it was a day later and I had time to do all my stuff.
Don't you and Sammy, your son, do these sort of comedy tour things together a lot? That seems to be your thing. You like to go see stand-up together. You like to go see all of this kind of stuff.
We love going to see stand-up. When we get together this summer in Chicago, we're still looking for comedians to go see there as well. And this Book of Mormon, a lot of humor in this play, so it was kind of right up our alley. So it was like, sign me up. So we kind of made a date out of it, a daddy
Sunday, yeah. Cool.
So we went and we had lunch beforehand, then we went to the play, and then, I mean, we just had a great time.
Sweet. And that it was
unplanned.
Right. And if you had planned it for 6 months, there's something about just doing it right before that makes it sweeter.
Yeah. Because
I think it's about expectation.
Lunch beforehand, it was just like, I don't care. You know, because, and you're right, if it was 6 months in advance, I'd be like, well, I'd love to go eat here and I'd love to go eat there. Yeah. But he was like, hey, I want to go eat at this hot dog place. It's like, good, cool. Let's go. And then we'll go to the play.
If you have time to plan things, which is nothing wrong with making plans. We have to make plans, but you almost overthink it.
Yeah.
If it's spontaneous, you just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both just as sweet. One gives you something to look forward to, which is really awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other is just like, it's so memorable. Bonus. Usually, yeah.
All right, coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, there's been a breakthrough in what causes anxiety disorders, a scientific breakthrough, which is good news for us all. So there's a nutrient needed for healthy brain function, and people who have anxiety disorders have lower levels of it. It's called choline, a nutrient. So they're talking
I've heard
about
of that.
Have you?
Yeah, I actually have. I don't know that I've bought the supplement before, but I've heard of it. Well, because I'm a supplements kind of guy.
Slow down, though. Slow down. They say they still have to, you know, make sure the link is real, and then they might do some nutrient-based treatments for all the people who suffer from anxiety disorders.
Okay.
Number two, some Atlanta area residents who live in a little cul-de-sac are so sick of these Waymo's taxis flooding their streets. They've got like 50 or more in the morning just circling the streets. It's like, and it's not, they're okay if you're picking up a rider, but they're not doing that. These things have just been, it's routing behavior. So the Waymo company says, look, we value our residents there. We're trying to provide seamless, respectful service for you. We're going to get on the problem right away. How do you like that?
Interesting. So they're always looking for a place to be. That's wild.
And number three, Michael Jackson's Thriller. The album is charting again, of course.
Yeah.
It's up there. Everybody's listening to it, streaming again. And by the way, the movie was number one again this weekend at the box office, taking over The Devil Wears Prada 2.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
I feel like when it comes to sleeping in a room, you have two kinds of people. People who want to sleep in the dark and people who need a light, a little bit of light, right? A night light. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Don't you find?
Well, yeah, and they also got people that sleep with clothes and get not clothes.
Oh, yeah, there's hot and cold rooms. Yeah. But let's just talk about sleeping in darkness.
Yes.
You do know that it's important. They say you get better sleep. Your body clock can do its thing, refreshing and resetting your body best if you can adapt to sleeping in darkness.
Right.
Although when I say these words, I know there are children listening who are scared of the dark. And that's a sad thing to me for a child to be afraid to be in the dark and be put in the dark. You know, Murphy likes light. I can sleep in blackness,
but I
have adjusted to sleeping with a little bit of light because Murphy likes a little light.
Well, it's usually night light, but that's for me because I'm easily disoriented when I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom. And I kick and trip on things. So how do you not do that? you have a little bit of light. It's not enough to keep me awake.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? Do you sleep in darkness?
Completely dark. I even have the curtains that, you know, the blackout
curtains.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's good for your body clock. It's good for your body to reset. It's like tricking your nervous system out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So if you want to get better at it, if you've always slept with a nightlight and maybe you're struggling with sleep, there's a lot involved with that, your routine, all of that, you know, getting exercise during the day, doing, you know, letting go of caffeine, all of those things. But if you can slowly adapt to sleeping in a darker room, it can improve your life, they say. So how do you do it? Well, you slowly dim the lights and you slowly dim the amount of light. Like, you just take it down a little bit every night for a few weeks.
Are you going to try this at home?
No, Murphy's. I've adjusted. Right. I'm okay. Why, you want to go dark?
No. You know, and it's interesting, and we don't have blackout, you know, because, I mean, to be honest with you, circadian rhythm is circadian rhythm. If the sun comes up, that's how we're designed, unless you work overnights, you know what I mean, or something like that. It's how you're designed to wake up, so that doesn't bother me either.
And they say whatever light sources you're using, like whatever night lights we do have, make sure that they are gentle, soft lighting. Because there's a difference.
There's
harsh
a big
lighting
difference.
Does not belong anywhere near the bedroom anyway.
And those little inexpensive LED night lights have come a long way now, where they do have soft light and filters on them. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Here's one you would like, Murphy. Set a timer with it the way you like it as you go to sleep and make it slowly dim as you sleep, so that if you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's darker.
Interesting.
A little trickery
okay.
on yourself.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Taco Bell is giving us a new new Mexican pizza this Thursday.
Really?
The Cantina Chicken Mexican Pizza.
Oh,
what do you
okay.
think? Do you like them messing with the original, Sam, or no?
Oh, as long as it's the base and all that, and they're just changing out the proteins.
Well, you can still get the original. It just means you can
get...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just asking about, you know, because people were so, you know, into getting the original back in the first place.
Yeah.
You
like
offer something in addition.
Idea of chicken.
Yeah, and you can change up the original, too, and just get all beans, you know, no meat and all that.
Okay.
By the way, here's a little cheat for you. Aldi has this... layered chicken tostada in their freezer section.
Okay.
Tastes just like a Mexican pizza.
That's really?
Unbelievable. I read about it and I was like, no way. I bought one and tried it. It's great.
That's a food dude cheat for you.
Yes. Yeah. Over at Burger King this month, got some new stuff landing. An orange dreamsicle Freezy King. It's a drink that they're doing.
Oh, so good.
Also a firecracker cookie pie. Mm. It's got little starred cookies on top.
Yeah.
Crown nuggets are back.
Yeah. Oh, they look like a crown?
Yeah.
Got it.
Because it's Burger King. And the loaded jalapeno Whopper. Staying away from this one. Jody, you can have it. Creamy jalapeno sauce, crispy onions and jalapenos mixed together, and sliced jalapeno peppers.
It's a good flavor, jalapeno. You can't go wrong with it.
A lot of them. Denny's has a new He-Man themed menu.
Oh.
Check this out for breakfast. Eternia's Premium Breakfast Slam.
Yeah.
Buttermilk pancakes. Topped with mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Man. And a chocolate drizzle, and it's served with eggs and all the other stuff.
That's dessert.
Yeah.
Like, eat the eggs first and then eat
that.
There's
also Junior Grayskull's Epic Crackle Cakes. It's pancakes, vanilla ice cream on it, and popping candy on top of that.
That's in whatever conjunction with the Masters of the Universe movie that's coming out in June.
Yeah.
It's called Master, but it's He-Man story.
Yeah. Got a new leader for the best brownie mix ever from Betty Crocker, dark chocolate raspberry.
Oh, my gosh, for the win.
Those
things go together.
And I'm assuming it's got raspberry in it, but it's also got a raspberry swirl on top.
Oh.
How about that's delicious?
Guys, when is out now?
Supposedly.
All right. Going to go shopping today for it.
And, again, we hear from your protein update. Raisin Bran has a new protein Raisin Bran.
All right.
9 grams of protein in every serving.
Whoa. All right. Yeah. Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Don't believe these rumors that you hear about Pamela Anderson and Tom Cruise being in a romance.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
It's just a rumor, but the word is he's a fan of her work. You know, they know each other. You know, the reports from the tabloids is there's a spark going on here. I think that she's... honestly, too close to his age range. I don't think he dates in his own age range.
Oh, doesn't he? I guess he hasn't in a long time.
He really hasn't.
Don't you have to audition to be his girlfriend, too?
I think you do, too, and I think she's not going to do that. All right, moving on to something that happened this weekend. Anderson Cooper signed off from his 60 Minutes gig after nearly 20 years, and he did this special sweet goodbye piece where he talked about, he always used to just say his name, like he never thought about how to say it. He would just go, "Anderson, I'm Anderson Cooper, hey." Well, when you get that gig and you're hosting it, you have to say your name.
How the show opens,
and
right?
He said it was really difficult at first, and then he signed off and did like three takes of it again.
And you end up sounding just like a complete idiot, and then somebody just picks one.
I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm Anderson
Cooper. That's over the years.
Yeah, for the last time.
Okay, three in a row. Stand
last
by.
Time.
I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm Anderson Cooper.
He was nervous to sign off. My boyfriend dog, our rescue Champ, who is 13 years young.
Hard to believe, huh?
Gets a monthly injection. And so, but it's
testosterone. He wants to feel younger.
He's a manly dog.
No, it's not. It's for his severe arthritis, for his joints and whatnot. And we've seen major improvement in him. You know,
whenever he gets the shots,
He gets the shots and he's not moaning and groaning with every time he gets up and down from the bed, he wants to go on walks more often. All that.
He's a grumbler, and you never know with a dog because they don't really have outward signs. They don't show pain outwardly necessarily. Yeah. But it's weird. Like 2 days after the shot, he's not grumbling as much anymore.
It's so nice. Yeah. So but it's kind of an ordeal I'm learning because I can't put him in my vehicle. My vehicle's higher up, my car. And so he doesn't get in and out of that easily. He's not easy to lift. And so on Saturday, his car's lower. Mm-hmm. Murphy's got the low rider. So it's like, will you take me and Champ and can we just go? It's time for his injection. I want to do it every 30 days. So, you know, and so I get in the back seat with Champ because that's what mamas do.
Right.
And we go to the vet and he gets his injection and he doesn't even feel it. He's so, you know, busy being in a new place with all the new smells. He doesn't even feel it. You could give him 10 injections and he wouldn't have noticed it. So Rhonda on our Facebook page, because I shared some of the backseat love with me and Champ this weekend, she says, "What kind does he get? My Doberman is getting old and I'm just wondering." So the answer, Rhonda, is this. It's called Librela. I know.
I didn't even know that.
Huh. Yeah.
I just knew he was getting a shot.
Look, I trust our vet so much. She was just like, I think this will work for him. You know, let's see. Let's try some Librela. And you know, I don't remember drug names. I barely remember the names of things that I take.
Librela or Librela?
Librela.
Librela. Just like what you carry in the rain.
Yeah, like the Rihanna song.
Anyway,
how long does it last, by the way?
About a month, which is why we go once a month to keep him.
Yeah, when he starts grunting, you know it's that time.
No, it's not about that. But anyway, there are other medicines that dogs can get. You know, talk to your vet about it. But I just wanted to answer that question. That's what it's called.
Hey, everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. Live table games have arrived in New York City. Experience blackjack, baccarat, craps, and roulette 24/7 only at Resorts World New York City. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Standard message rates apply.